Grande.
Welcome to the
Masked
Singer!
Get ready for crazy new masks. And crazy big celebrities. The Masked Singer starts 7:30 Sunday on 10.
Are you in the business of dealing with commercial and industrial real estate? Well, if you are, you should consider dealing with the trusted team at DFR Commercial. To get on board, search dfrcommercial.com.au. It may prove to be a wise move. This is Breakfast with Gareth Parker on 882
6PR. 19 past 8, how are the trees faring? The big ones, the old ones in your area after the storms of this week? Love to hear from you, 133 882. Now, apparently, thousands of trees have been damaged across Perth, but there's shortages of everything at the moment in terms of workers, including arborists. On the line, Director Arboriculture Australia, James Maund. Hi, James.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
I'm okay. So, what's the problem here?
Well, there's trees down around Perth at the moment following the recent storms. So, I've got one down in my back garden that I've got to clear up tomorrow myself. And the challenge is with climate change, it seems these storms are becoming more frequent, not just in Perth, but across the country.
Right. So, I mean, when do you need to call an arborist if your tree's suffered damage? How do you know?
Oh, well, the trees, there's lots of instances at the moment where trees have fallen down or branches have fallen, or sometimes you'll look up at a tree and you'll see that there's a branch has snapped above. It might not have fallen yet, but you'll be able to notice damage, and then you should call an arborist.
So if it's lost any sort of significant limb or branch, then that's time to get it checked out?
It is. It is. And there's many trees in that position at this moment in time.
Okay. The shortage of arborists. Why are we short of arborists?
Oh, well, there's been a shortage of arborists for many years. The Australian government's had it on its critical skill shortage list for at least 10 years. We recently, as an organisation, surveyed our members, and 91% of them said that the difficulty finding staff was really impacting their business. And interestingly, when many organisations are talking about skill shortages at the moment, many of our members said that actually it's not changed recently. It's always been a big problem for them.
How do you train to be an arborist?
To be a practicing arborist, there's a certificate 3-level qualification. It takes 2 to 3 years. That's your trade qualification. And you will be able to do that through a TAFE or an RTO.
Yep.
And that's the qualification which is the standard required to become a practicing arborist.
I've got to say, there's some pretty big trees in my suburb, and one of the neighbours had some blokes around the other day to trim back a very large couple of trees in their backyard, and it was like watching spider monkeys at it. They were incredibly skilled, getting up and down the ladders and tying all the bits off and cutting all the bits down. Is it as dangerous as it looks?
It can be dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So that's why it's always important to check the credentials of anybody who's working on trees. So it's not just the people working on trees that may get hurt. It's the people around the tree and also the property in the vicinity. So I encourage everybody to check the credentials of any arborists or tree care workers that they engage.
Because it is one of those areas where you do seem to get the flyers in the mail and the perhaps fly-by-night operators, the shocks of consumer protection warn us about it, still seems to be a problem that crops up from time to time.
It does, but it's a highly professional industry. There may be a few fly-by-night merchants, but it's a highly professional industry. And if you're engaging an arborist, make sure you check their credentials and get yourself a highly skilled arborist, because it's a very professional occupation.
Good on you, James. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Gareth.
James Maund, a director of Arboriculture Australia. 133 882. 23 past 8. Have you had any issues with trees down finding an arborist?